Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Only you can to make all this world seem right.
The Sopranos bring this back. Tony Williams on lead. Vocals. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Kathy Perry is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. KathyPerry.com, Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. And check out her website and all the things that she can help you with your social media strategy. The way she helps me, she's my social media strategy. When we're off the air, I turn to Kathy. We turn to Kathy and she helps us. Hey, KP, I use Yahoo Messenger.
You do?
I don't use Facebook Messenger.
You don't use Facebook Messenger?
No, because I like Yahoo better than I like Facebook. But
I understand.
No, I use Yahoo. I was using Yahoo Messenger before Facebook had it, before there was a Facebook.
Absolutely.
So I haven't changed, but Facebook has a Messenger, doesn't it?
They do, and they actually have a billion users.
A billion.
The second most popular app in the United States. So that's pretty cool. They don't, I don't know.
So I guess it works, huh?
It works. But what they're doing is adding so many more capabilities. It is a separate download. It's not connected to Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't even have to have Facebook to have Messenger. So they kind of separated it last year, I believe. And it was a controversial decision to spin that off. No, it actually was two years ago when they separated that and said you can download Messenger apps separately and you can chat on your mobile devices. But the thing is, that was a smart move for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because it has capability outside of Facebook. You can do so many things, like request an Uber. You can pin a group conversation for easy access. You can make a payment.
I can see where this would be helpful. But Kathy, I've got IM. I use IM on my phone. I have Messenger, I guess, on my phone, but I don't use it much because the people I'm on Messenger with, I am with, right?
Right, right.
So do I really need another platform? But now that you're telling me it'll do these other things, but see, I have... If I want to buy something, I use eBay.
Yeah,
I understand. I mean PayPal.
I've
got a PayPal. Well, hey, how about this? Jim Blasingame has a PayPal app on his phone. How about that? You're impressed, aren't you?
Wow.
Yeah.
You're uptown.
I'm moving on up.
I can tell you that, Mark Zuckerberg is trying to make Messenger the app that you just can't live without. And so they keep adding more and more features and capabilities
It's handier than Facebook, isn't it? I mean, I can see where for people like me who doesn't spend a lot of time on Facebook because it's because of the narcissism, I can see how he might hook me on the Messenger.
Absolutely. And people can have that without with Facebook. And, they're looking at distributing content through the chat app, and they're experimenting with publishers like The Economist.
I'm starting to like this because me being a publisher now.
Yeah, this might be an area of interest.
Mm-hmm.
So they're definitely looking
at... My ears are perking up a little bit here.
Yeah, I know. It's got to be a reason. And then, they're also that monetization is that other big question. Facebook, when they open Messenger up to advertisers, then they're just trying to figure out the best way to do that. So, the more capabilities it has, then soon, they'll be able to monetize it. And that's what they look at,
Well, this is another example, folks, of what I've been telling you now for all these years, that mobile wasn't any part of your past, but it will dominate your future.
And it will.
And so look at me. You know, I mean, I'm not a Luddite. I was on computer in 1975. I was running Singer computers in 1975 for Sears. So it's not like I'm a Luddite. But, you know, I'm a baby boomer. And right. So my phone has more and more useful things. I do more and more things. I have an eBay app on my phone. I read Wall Street Journal on my phone. Exclusively, mm-hmm. I read The Economist on my phone.
Right. Well, and you know, as the new generations come up, you know, we briefly mentioned the millennials a little bit ago, and
they don't have computers,
do
they?
They don't. They grew up with social media, but the Generation Z, which is the ones younger than them, they've totally grown up.
They're coming up with no books. All their lessons are on iPads.
All of them are. Yeah. So
it's crazy.
It's a different world for them, and so you know, obviously, what Facebook is trying to do is capitalize on that, the new generations that are coming up, mm-hmm. and giving them all the tools they need right in that phone.
Well, let me tell you something, folks. Go watch the movie. With Denzel Washington in it. Now I've lost it. It's a great movie. I'll think of it in a second. It's about an apocalyptic time when all the books were gone and how valuable they became one day. Denzel Washington. I'll think of it in a minute. I'll mention it in the next segment. Quick break.
Okay.
20. No, 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
You bring a strong man to his begging knee. You make the younger mama cry. You got to have...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.